In the last video, we looked at the importance of an early rise and a fixed routine. The biggest obstacle to that is not sleeping enough. Going to bed too late, sleep too short, you'll never rise early and you'll never get into a good routine. So we've got to think about sleep. Here's how we want to think about sleep biblically. First of all, we want to be positive about it. It's not a necessary evil that you just have to get through in order to get to work. No, it's actually a gift of God. Psalm 3 and Psalm 4 talk about that. God gives it as a present to us to enjoy. And Psalm 127 also talks about sleep. It says that it's vain, it's empty, it's pointless to shorten sleep in the hope that you'll produce more. It isn't going to happen. So it's a gift. To avoid it is pointless and self-defeating. It's also really an expression of trust in God, trust in God's sovereignty. Sometimes when we're not sleeping, refusing to sleep, shortening sleep, it's because we think we are sovereign and we're in control and we have to do this, that, the next thing. Whereas taking the right amount of sleep every night is actually an expression of trust in God's sovereignty, God's ability to control our world, our home, our church, our business, and so on and so forth. So show your trust in God in this way. And if you look at the science, in general, the science is that men need about 7.5 hours of sleep a night. Anything less than 7, anything more than 8, we're actually getting into unhealthy areas. So we're trying to find that sweet spot. And you know, if you do cut down on sleep too much, there are many physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, and relational costs. And if you doubt me on that, look at my book, Reset, the chapter on sleep, and you'll see a lot of the latest sleep research to confirm how much sleep we need if we're to be healthy in all these ways. So yes, there's teaching in God's word, there's teaching in God's works through science, and all this comes together and says, hey, men, sleep. So how do we go about this? Well, again, I'll just give you my example, and you work out what's best for you. But, you know, all the science shows that our bodies love rhythm. They love a pattern. They love regularity. So you saw how if we are to work well in the last video, we need a pre-work routine. We need an early morning routine. Similarly, if we're to sleep well, we need a pre-sleep, a late evening routine, a pattern, steps that we follow every single day as much as we can. And the science shows that by doing so, our bodies get used to it and they expect different steps and they start producing sleepy chemicals, the chemicals that help us to get to sleep and get quality sleep. So the more rhythm, the more regularity we can have in our pre-sleep, evening, late evening, the better our sleep is going to be. So what do I do? Well, early evening, family supper, we have family devotions, chat with my wife and kids, do a bit of exercise, maybe do some admin. By about 8:30, I begin to think, okay, get prepared for the next day of work. I get my lunch ready, my work bag ready, my clothes ready. So that's all ready for me in the morning. What I'm not going to do after 8:30, I'm not going to be surfing the net. I'm not going to be watching movies. I'm not going to be watching sport. I'm not going to be drinking coffee. All of these things have been shown to delay sleep, interrupt sleep, and shallow sleep. So from about 8:30 on, I need to put that aside. About 9:15, I'm heading towards bed, and there I usually read a book, nothing to do with work. I don't want to be thinking about work things. For myself, I really enjoy biographies. Latterly, I've been listening to audiobooks on American presidents. I find that very relaxing, soothing. It's a change from the rest of the day's thoughts, and it really helps put me in a good sleepy mood. So about 10:15, begin to think about sleep. My wife and I, we pray separately, then we pray together, and we're trying to get the light off, 10:15-ish, and that will allow me about 7.5 hours sleep a night. So that's my pre-sleep routine, and your action item for this week is to get into a good sleeping pattern. It will really benefit you in every way. And the biggest help I have found to my sleep is this thing, a Fitbit. I just got it a few months ago. Every night it tells me how long I've slept, not what I think I've slept, but how long I've actually slept. It tells me what was deep sleep, light sleep, REM sleep. I can't argue with the science. And when I look at that, it really gives me a good indication, number one, of underlying anxiety levels or whether I followed my pre-sleep routine or not. So it kind of keeps me accountable. Now, you might not need a help on your wrist to remind you, but whatever you need, use it in order to get your sleep up and get your sleep quality. And the key to that is a pre-sleep routine every night. It'll make a huge difference to your whole day, your whole life, your relationships, even your spirituality. And you'll see what a great gift of God this is. Sleep is something to be viewed positively, not negatively. So, real men, sleep.